everyone, welcome back. I'm Sonika Garcia.
And I'm Brad Davidson.
And this is
Breaking the Code,
a podcast series that debunks the myths about behavioral science, arming our listeners with the information they need to make sense of behavioral science and how to apply this discipline to our role as marketers.
That's right. So, Sonika, today I'm going to be interviewing you. That's a shift from our first two podcasts because we'll be talking about something that's near and dear to your heart, which are heuristics. I am on record as being a bit of a heuristic skeptic, not that they don't exist, but that maybe they're being a little bit overapplied. But Sonika is much more positive about them, and that probably has to do with her training and background. She is much more of a behavioral scientist. I am much more of an observational scientist. So, Sonika, let's put the ball in your court. What is a heuristic and why are they important in the work that we do? How should the concept of heuristics be applied usefully in marketing?
Thanks, Brad. So yeah, I guess to just level set for a moment and talk about what a heuristic is. It's not a term that people often are familiar with, but then after like understanding what it is, then you kind of get the light bulbs that go off. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can understand that. So heuristics are basically mental shortcuts. They are the way that we make decisions every day. Because we make thousands and thousands of decisions on a daily basis, we rely on mental shortcuts to be able to really do so in a way that's effective, efficient. And oftentimes this means that the mental shortcuts that we are using really fall below the level of consciousness. They oftentimes are not rational. And I say that because heuristics are our go-to decision-making method under uncertainty. So if at a crossroads, we're not sure to go with option A or option B, or we're in a new situation, we oftentimes rely on heuristics to make those decisions. So again, just subconscious mental shortcuts. No one is freed from this way of thinking. It's ingrained in all of us from the moment we're born, and all of our experiences really shape the way that we use heuristics and in our daily lives. I think a term that people are more familiar with is, you know, cognitive biases and just like, you know, biases. Everyone knows what a bias is. And so heuristics and biases are very related. Heuristics cause a bias to be formed. So oftentimes, if you use the same mental shortcut over and over, it lends itself well. You're able to make the decisions that you need to and survive as a human. That's how prejudices and stereotypes are formed. So they're very related.
That makes sense to me. Heuristics are sort of shortcut thinking where we take one or two pieces of data and we extrapolate from them, and they can be both good or bad, right? If you hear tires screeching, you assume there's a car crash coming and you jump out of the way. That's a very useful heuristic, and that's probably the kind of thing where if you see the bushes rustling, you think there might be a tiger in there, so you run. Those work. I think when you talk about bias, again, the heuristic might be that, like, if you've decided that people who dress or look a certain way are engaged in criminal activity as a police officer, then you have created the opportunity for bias to seep into your policing work. And that, I actually think that's where heuristics have really come to the fore, is in this inherent bias training that we draw conclusions off too little data when it comes to complex situations. And that really does tie directly to the work we do in medicine. So what are some of the best ways that you've seen heuristics applied to marketing challenges in healthcare?
So again, I think you cannot have the discussion about behavior change without having the discussion about heuristics, and really our decision-making strategy, both conscious and subconscious, is something as marketers we need to take into consideration. And I think oftentimes we focus on the conscious decision-making and we fail to consider, you know, what sort of lives beneath the surface. And oftentimes that's really what most strongly impacts the decisions that we make. I think as healthcare marketers, what's really interesting are the populations and the audience that we have. So doctors and patients. And I think with doctors, they're such complex human beings and they are faced with making very important decisions. So we're not talking about, you know, what to eat for lunch or how to get to work in the morning. We're talking about decisions that could essentially save a life or not. So I think that's very interesting. I also think it's interesting from a patient standpoint. So I think oftentimes we focus on, okay, this is a patient, this is someone who's living with, let's say, psoriasis. Well, to us, that's the biggest categorization that we have of this person. They are someone living with psoriasis, but to them, psoriasis is just one part of their entire life. We don't know what their family life is like. We don't know what their professional life is like. We oftentimes don't really focus on that. And we focus on the medical part of it, but we don't think that way. We don't think in silos, you know, everything sort of flows freely in our brains. So if we're interested in understanding a health decision, it's really important that we understand everything about this person, because decision-making strategies flow from the way that you make decisions in your personal life to the way that you make decisions in your professional life to the way that you make health decisions. So it's even more important, the work that we do as healthcare marketers, because of the human beings that we are dealing with as our target audience. I think the best way to use heuristics, or where I really think that they become valuable, is in that beginning stage of research and insight generation. I think that's really where we uncover barriers and drivers. We do that all the time, and that's a really ingrained part in every brand life cycle. So I think just seamlessly infusing the concept of heuristics in there will just add another dimension for us to be able to tap into when we're trying to understand our audience.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And certainly some of what you were saying overlaps tremendously with my background, because you want to understand somebody from a holistic point of view. And so you're right, like the psoriasis example, there's a psoriasis patient, but they're also a mom, they're also a worker, they're also a religious person. Those values all do tend to blend together. People try to be the same person typically throughout the phases of their life. For me, though, the most important thing you said in the last one is really when to apply heuristics. So things like loss aversion, a very well established heuristic. We know that if we promise something to someone at the end of the day, if they modify their behavior, they're less likely to modify it than if we give it to them at the beginning of the day and then say, and if you modify your behavior, you get to keep it. The end result is the same: change your behavior, get a dollar. But if you feel like you already own that dollar, you're much more likely to want to keep it than to try and say earn it. You'll fight harder to keep something you think you have. That is something that has been incredibly powerful, thinking about like how people are voting in politics these days, or what is the morale of an army. You know, it's different trying to defend your homeland than trying to take some new land. And those things have proven again and again and again. There's mm-hmm. there's a lot of heuristics out there. And one of the things that we often get asked is, can you point to the heuristics in the messaging that we get? So you have a pretty strong opinion about how we can help with that. So maybe that's where I'll land. Like, when is the right time to be talking about heuristics? And when is the right time to say we might need more data or a different mm-hmm. approach?
That's a really good question. So I think that the appropriate time to talk about heuristics is often when we have a stubborn behavior that we are not able to crack the code on how to change. So we hear that all the time. We have put all these interventions in place and our messaging is strong, our positioning is strong, but we are just not able to shift behavior. A doctor is not prescribing us frontline like we want them to. A patient is not remaining adherent on our treatment like we want them to. What is going on? And I think when we get to those crossroads, that's a really important time to consider, okay, well, what is the insight that we actually have? And do we actually have those deep subconscious insights about our target audience to infuse in what we put out there from a communication standpoint to really change behavior? So that's always the first thing. I think when we are stuck, that's when we need to reconsider what we know and how we're applying it. As far as, you know, what is the place for a heuristic in our tactics and messaging, I think there's a place for them in everything that we put out. So, and I say that because I think that a message is really only that. I mean, it's the words. And I think we can craft words and frame things up. You know, framing is a tool that lends itself to applying heuristics. But I think it's the bigger ecosystem of how our communications are getting out to our audience. So not just the words that are being used, but are we infusing the concept of how, you know, mental shortcuts and decision-making strategy into the channels that we're using? Are we taking that into consideration that, you know, certain messages are only good for certain moments in the patient or HCP journey? Something that we say a particular way at diagnosis is different than we want to say 5 years into treatment and that sort of thing. So I think it's really important to take a more holistic approach in infusing heuristics to our communications. It's not cherry picking, hey, let's apply this to this brochure or this particular message. It needs to really live everywhere. So I think that that's key. And I think from like a research methodology standpoint, there are some really cool ways to infuse this thinking into our research approach. So we go into research with hypotheses all the time. How can we structure questions that uncover biases and heuristics to test against our hypotheses? There's ways to do that. So I think that's a really simple way to make sure that we are checking that subconscious drivers of behavior off our list.
I think that's a really great answer. So if I can summarize, heuristics are a tool. They help us understand patterned behaviors or patterns of thinking that are driving behaviors in a different way. They're not useful all the time, but they're very, very useful if you're finding yourself in a position where by logical accounts, people's behaviors should be changing and they aren't. And I think also that they help uncover some of our unconscious, I won't even say motivations, but more drivers of quite literally thoughtless behavior, right? Behavior that we're not paying a lot of attention to. And that's really important in situations of ingrained habit, like prescribing behaviors or even non-adherent behaviors. So they're a really great tool. I know I said I'm a heuristic skeptic, and we titled this podcast Heuristics. They're not just for breakfast anymore, because they have seemed to show up everywhere. But I think a clear-eyed review of what heuristics can do for us reveals that they're a very powerful tool for explaining human behavior and how people think and how that translates into behaviors. So I want to thank you all for listening. I'm Brad Davidson.
And I'm Sonika Garcia.
And this is Breaking the Code, taking the BS out of behavioral science. And until next time, be safe.
Thank you.